I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love sausage balls.
When you say that, it makes me uncomfortable.
It's completely acceptable to say it in the month of December. At no other point in the year do I eat sausage balls, but they are hands down the most nostalgic holiday snack out of everything to me. And I didn't realize until I posted a video the other day that there's a lot of people that don't know what sausage balls are.
Yeah, I don't even think I know what a sausage ball is. I have an idea, but go on.
It's basically like a sausage biscuit that's already been chewed for you, for lack of a better way to say it. So in a bowl, you mix a pound of sausage, a cup of shredded cheese. I like cheddar. My husband likes pepper jack. A block of cream cheese, and then 1.5 cups of whatever binder you want. We use almond flour because my husband's supposed to be gluten-free, but you can use regular flour, gluten-free flour, whatever. And then you just take your hands and you squish it together like it's a meatloaf almost.
Uh-huh.
And then you roll it into balls and then you bake it in the oven.
I mean,
and they're delicious and they're meaty and they have to be on hand at the holidays. And there is something so nostalgic and magical about holiday food. Because all year long, I've been pretty good. I've been trying my best, all right, to eat right. But for some reason, as soon as you make things in the shape of a Christmas tree, Santa Claus, I have an overwhelming urge to put them in my mouth. Like, I don't even know what it is. I'll be walking Walmart all year long. Little Debbie does not call to me. She never calls to me. I don't eat one at all. But as soon as we hit Christmas tree season, done. I must get a box. I must get several boxes, and they have to be the small white ones with the granulated sugars, not the Big Deborah's, not the chocolate ones, but I have to get them. Are they even that good? Probably not, but they taste like memories.
Oh, no, they're fantastic. That's my go-to holiday snack. I've been on the hunt for them through Vancouver for the past 2 weeks and can't find them anywhere.
I don't believe you.
No,
I'm straight up saying this is not your go-to holiday snack, because if it was, you would have been like the rest of us on Halloween scouring the Walmart and stocking up on the boxes. You're not that passionate about it.
I had to wait until after Thanksgiving. I can't eat them unless my Christmas decorations are up.
If you have rules, you're not a fan.
Whatever.
But think about all the good stuff, like those little snowflake cheese balls. All of a sudden, I'm like, ooh, you look delicious. Do I eat Cheetos throughout the year? No, I do not. Do I eat cereal? Nope. But when you put that elf on a shelf on the front, I'm very intrigued.
Ooh, the Captain Berry Crunch for Christmas goes really hard too.
But I just think there's so much nostalgia that's tied into it. And it's whatever you ate when you were a kid. And then, you know, obviously things are just delicious. We put it up on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook. But I have to give Facebook a special shout out only because I had posted this yesterday and every single person, let me think of the nicest way to put this. We have one of those filters so that you can't post vulgar content on our Facebook.
Yeah.
And any single person who said cheese ball, sausage ball, peanut butter ball, all of you got blocked.
Why are they gonna do that to the balls? That's not fair.
Right, that's the best holiday shape.
Right?
Maybe we should change it to like cheese ornaments, like peanut butter shaped ornaments.
They are balls.
I don't know. But I was laughing so hard because I was having to go through and like, this is not spam. This is not vulgar. Like I spent 15 minutes of my day doing that yesterday, just giggling to myself like a seventh grade boy. But anyways, we put it up there and Jessica said the chocolate covered cherries, you know, those Queen Anne ones.
Yeah, they're cordial cherries. Isn't that what they're technically called?
I don't know. I don't eat them, but I know that I see them every single year.
Also have a similar shape to balls.
Now you're just using that as an excuse. Stop being rude. And then Carol said spinach dip. Oh, especially if you do the spinach artichoke dip where you get the bread bowl and you hollow it out in the middle and then you make it look like you did something, but you really didn't. See, you just ate the best part of the bread yourself at home.
I don't need the holidays for that. I could do that all year long.
503-914-2899. That's our new number, 503-914-BUZZ. And I'm sorry I called you out about your trees, but if you haven't found a box yet, don't you dare call yourself a fan. I have a t-shirt and I've been hunting down inflatables shaped like them, all right?
We do monkey bread, which is like, it's the easiest recipe ever because it's just two cans of biscuits. You need cinnamon, you need sugar, and you need brown sugar. And you just put it all together in a bun pan. And it's just gooey, gooey yumness that you can just like pull apart and eat.
And you add butter, right?
Oh yeah, you add butter. I have monkey bread every Christmas morning because it's so easy to eat while you're unwrapping presents. You just walk by, you pick a little piece off, toss it in your mouth and just...
All right, I'm about to make a confession that somehow feels more awkward than it is.
Yeah.
I don't like sticky things. I have never eaten monkey bread. I've seen it on the table at different places, but I don't want to get the stuff on my hands.
Oh, you're missing out. Just use a fork. Who cares? I won't judge you.
I don't know. There's something about sticky. It just, I don't know. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. We put it up on Instagram, though, 105.1 The Buzz. And Terry said her family makes homemade eggnog every year.
Ooh, how do you make homemade eggnog? Is that just like raw eggs?
There's some things you just don't question, Mike. You just go with it. Oh. And Ashton said homemade Muddy Buddies. I hate Chex Mix, but Muddy Buddies are a game changer. And she said they use Chex, Frosted Cheerios, M&Ms, cashews or peanuts, depending on preference, pretzels, and they cover them in melted white chocolate. They toss them, they let them chill in the fridge, and then you put powdered sugar over the top.
Oh, geez, that is a Chex Mix I could get behind. Just give me a spoon and let me go to town.
I mean, it is nothing but bad decision after bad decision, and I am here for it.
So I love banana cream pie at Christmas.
Do you make it yourself, or is there like a specific brand you're purchasing?
I make my mom's recipe.
Oh. Ooh.
Does it involve cream cheese?
No.
Oh. Oh. What's the secret ingredient?
I'm not allowed to say.
Oh.
You're keeping secrets?
See, I think they're on to us, Liz. What's really happening here is me and you are fishing for deliciousness ideas and getting these recipes, and no one wants to cough up their family recipes.
I don't even want the recipe. I just want you to make it for me.
I'll check with my mom.
Please do.
If you get your mom's permission, send us a DM.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
I will drive for some pie. Holiday food is just the absolute best. And I've been pounding sausage balls, and apparently everybody doesn't know what they are. And I'm not going to gatekeep this recipe. Super simple. Pound a sausage, cup of shredded cheese. I like sharp cheddar. My husband likes pepper jack. A cup and a half of whatever your binder is. We use almond flour. You can use whatever flour. And then a block of cream cheese. You mix it together with your hands. Roll it into balls and you bake it in the oven, and it's just some meaty deliciousness.
It does sound good. I need to try these.
I only eat them in the month of December, but if you check my fridge at any point this month, there's going to be a Tupperware in there. And by Tupperware, I mean that cheap Ziploc Gladware. Yeah. We put it on Instagram, 105.1 The Buzz, and Becky said peppermint hot chocolate.
Ooh, I don't like anything peppermint flavored, not even candy canes. They're nice to look at, but I just don't like the flavor.
I've never liked mint chocolate until recently. I think my tastes are changing as I get older. I'm getting a little bit more mature now that I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
And it is good. I bought a bag of those holiday Milanos, which yet again, another food I don't eat all year long. All of a sudden, you make a peppermint bark Milano though, and I'm like, hello. 503-914-2899. That's our new number, 503-914-BUZZ.
My favorite, and this is like the biggest thing that nobody ever wants to hear, fruitcake. I love fruitcake.
You're the one. You and my dad.
I'm telling you, it's got to be a generational thing because my mom knew somebody who had this amazing recipe for homemade fruitcake. And I was like, this is even better than the stuff from the store. But it was so labor intensive. She did not do it often. And so I started going on the search every year for the best fruitcake. And so I've tried them from everywhere, and I've just never really had a bad fruitcake. And honestly, some of the ones that were homemade, like by a little mom and pop bakery, were so soaked in rum that even though that's not a bad thing, it's just that it was too much. I wanted the fruitcake flavor, not the, oh gosh, I can only have two slices.
Something about eating a dessert and you can't feel your teeth afterwards, and then you're not quite sure if it's the high sugar content or just all the booze in it.
See, now I know why I think my dad likes it.
You probably like it too then.
Right.
Well, you know, and not everybody uses that in the recipe, but it's just there's something about it. And every year when I find one, and I try so hard to be good, but I can't, I end up powering, they're tiny. So I end up powering through one, you know, in a couple of days.
Holiday calories don't count. Also, so many people get fruitcakes that they don't eat that I think we could just start a collection for you. Here, please. Take this from me.
Feel free to mail it to my dad's house and sign my name on the bottom. Save me a couple bucks.
What's your go-to holiday treat? I've been eating so many sausage balls because they're so delicious and meaty. I guess I'm the only one. One other person named Wendy on Instagram also said sausage balls. So I have a kindred spirit there. But Hillary said chocolate-covered pretzels.
I don't like the sweet and savory thing together. Oh. They just don't jive with me. Nope.
Oh, that's my favorite. And I keep seeing this video on Instagram of this lady who takes like the pretzels and uses icing and puts them in a circle and makes a wreath with like the colored molded chocolate. And then she puts little M&Ms on them.
I mean, they look pretty and delicious, but they're just not for me.
Well, give me all the chocolate covered pretzels.
I'm going to say peppermint bark.
Oh, delicious. Now, do you make it yourself or do you go and buy the bougie stuff in the store?
My aunt usually makes it and sends me some.
Peppermint bark is delicious, but my favorite part is actually making it because there's something about just destroying all those candy canes. You just get to put them in a bag and just whack them against the counter or hit them with one of those cleavers. And I don't know if I got pent up aggression or what's happening over here, I just want to take it out on every one of those candy canes.
That's totally fair, especially around the holidays. It's understandable.
See, I'm not a big fan of the peppermint and the chocolate thing.
I go back and forth, to be honest. Even though it's a really nice snack, I will sometimes eat around the peppermint, which is kind of difficult, but also a nice challenge.
So basically, you like chocolate with a hint of peppermint if you choose to nibble in that direction.
Exactly.
There's no judgment here. I mean, I'm pounding something called a sausage ball, which, by the way, I shared a video of them up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, if you're curious what they look like. By the way, I couldn't find my regular shredder, so my cheese is a little thick. So that orange stuff you see is, in fact, cheese.
Thick with two C's.
You're dang right it is. Just like me. We put it on Instagram, 105.1 The Buzz, and I have no idea what this is, but Shayna said a magic bar without nuts.
I don't know what that is either, but, you know, if it's magical, give me some.
All of it's magical during Christmas and the holidays. Liz and Mike in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.